Episode 29, More Waiting and Vegetable Planning. Welcome back, everybody. Lady Jupiter Podcast is the audio accompaniment to LadyJupiter.com, a lifestyle blog where I write about my family's military life, home stuff, my low-maintenance beauty and fashion, and travel when possible. I'm happy that you're here with me. Today, I'll share an update on our life as affected by the U.S. military, continue with the blog update, then wrap up with my most recent domestic diversion. I'm also going to be experimenting a little bit with my sound design here in the Lady Jupiter podcast because I like change and I want some change. So don't be alarmed as things sound different from previous episodes. Today in our military affected lives, I have nothing significant to update. No changes since last update. We don't know when Mr. Jupiter promotes exactly, but we do know that he is most definitely promoting soon-ish. Just saying Lieutenant Colonel seems weird, but I suppose we'll get used to it with a little practice and repetition. For today's LadyJupiter.com update, I have updated this season's Outfits of the Day post just so I can tell you that there is progress. The recent outfits introduce you to my new favorite pants. Super high-rise, wide-leg, cropped yoga pants. Right now, the ones photographed are the pairs that I bought on Amazon. When I get back into my old size, I can compare them with Lululemon Align wide leg crops that I already bought in a smaller size. Until then, the Amazon versions are perfect for me and blessedly more affordable. Links in the show notes. Otherwise, I am working on a new public note about some stuff that I am trying right this moment. It probably won't be too exciting in the end, but I am having a great time trying the subject matter to gain experience. That new public note will probably be up in a few more weeks. No precise dates to suggest, though, because I avoid future specifics when I cannot control all variables. And now for my most recent domestic diversion. I got my Misfits Market box earlier, and I am trying to get into a new habit. So these vegetable boxes always arrive the day before my curbside trash pickup, so I'm trying to get into the habit of meal prepping the entire box so the post-prep vegetable cuttings need only sit in the trash can for one evening instead of taking up freezer space for a week. So instead of folding the laundry, it's guest bedding right now, I am preparing one butternut squash, one acorn squash, celery, fennel, small white potatoes, large red potatoes, onions, one very large beet, more ginger than I can use in a week, three lemons, three carrots, and one bundle of radishes. So far, I have made 8 cups of vegetable broth. It's a blended mirepoix. So the broth is made of onion, carrots, celery, plus fennel, olive oil, salt, pepper, and water to cover. Pressure cooked for 20 minutes, then cooled a bit before blending with the stick blender. I'll use this blended broth during the week to cook with. I generally call it rice water, but I use it for more than just cooking rice. Tomorrow night, I am going to dice and roast the butternut and acorn squashes. Kid Jupiter loves both, so those are for him. Then I'm going to sample my kombucha to find out if I have kombucha or vinegar. Both are good. I'll get a new fire cider started with my available ginger, garlic, lemon, and radish. I'll grab some peppers soon and maybe some horseradish too if I'm lucky. Then I'm going to peel and preserve the rest of my ginger bounty in a jar of vodka. I read that preserving ginger is better done in vodka than water because vodka inhibits the enzymes that break down the ginger's pectins and starch. By contrast, water does not inhibit those enzymes and can result in mushy ginger, according to cooksillustrated.com. I have enough ginger and vodka to do it their way. Next time, I'll preserve my ginger in sherry, and then I'll use the sherried ginger to make a carrot and ginger risotto in a few weeks. Oh, I also need to make a small batch of mashed potatoes with my 4 available tubers. That one produces little waste and can be easily cooked up during nap time. Regardless, I should meet my expectation well enough, that is to break down and meal prep as much as I can before the trash pickup in the morning. This push is practical because it keeps vegetable waste out of the house while making the usable bits easily accessible for the week. We're all more likely to eat more vegetables if they are chopped and ready, so that's what I'm doing, making it easier to get more fresh vegetables into my life. If you're interested in the same discount organic vegetables that I get, here's my discount code with Misfits Market. COOKWME-NJ8YAR. It's also in the show notes if you're too busy to write that down. They primarily ship to the easternmost states, but they are working to expand. Since I've been subscribing in Arkansas, they've already gone live in Utah, so they are expanding, and I wish them the best. And that's it for today's show. Show notes and transcript will be available on ladyjupiter.com/podcast. Scroll down to the link for episode 29, More Waiting and Vegetable Planning. If you're looking to follow more things on Facebook, I'm there too. I don't post often, and when I do, it's just a quick update. Facebook.com/LadyJupiter, DOTCOM. If you're driving or otherwise busy, just pop over to the main blog later at LadyJupiter.com. I've linked to the Facebook page from there, so it's easy to find on the right sidebar. Anyway, I'll be back on the 1st. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.